Yeah.
The Attorney General.
Yes, Mr. President.
I just want you to know that John Volpe, I've been at him in here for the Columbus Day thing, and he really landed on me in the Supreme Court thing again, so I told him to talk to you again. I guess you've talked to him blue in the face.
I've been talking to him constantly, and he recognizes that...
Well, it's Toro. He says the only man that has got it, and Toro agreed to resign and all that, but my goodness, you can't have that sort of thing. I mean, you can't have such an understanding. And anyway,
well,
65 is just too old.
65 years old, and I've told John that, and he's backed off it and gone around the barn.
But not with me. And he said that there's only two in the circuit court, and they're both Democrats, and so there's none. I think he has a point that we ought to be looking at some young Italian to be pushing up to the darn thing, but I don't know where the hell he is. Do we have any?
Well, we have some of them. John has provided me with a list of five people that he wants considered for the Supreme Court, but there's no rhyme or reason for any one of them. Some of them are college professors,
sure,
et cetera.
Sure, sure.
And,
well, what I'm doing, John, is to pass it on to you so that you can, when you can say, yes, the president talked to you for an hour about it, you understand?
I will indeed.
Because it'll save me an hour if you don't mind.
And do that constantly, and we're trying to wangle through the thicket out in Oregon and get an Italian put up on the circuit court out there. We're having a little...
Well, you can tell John we're doing that, too, and that I've said that we're preparing the way for an appointment as we come along. I mean, we intend to be around, you know, 4 years, tell him and all that sort of thing. Won't you do that?
I certainly will.
Yeah.
Because John is on the horn constantly, and he communicates constantly.
Yes, at great length.
Two or three of the letters here from him.
Right.
And I went out of my way to see one of his judges out in Oregon, Saul Minetti, when I was out there.
Right.
Romanced him. So.
How is, did Miss Lilly come in yet?
Yes, she's still here.
How's she look?
Better all the time.
Good. Good luck.
Down going through that soul searching, and we've run her by the people here and so forth. So, so far it's on track.
I'm telling you. You know, John, it just must really make you feel happy that you will be the Attorney General to have made the first recommendation woman on the court. That'll just make you feel great, doesn't it? How proud you can be back in your old colleagues in New York and the rest, huh?
Yes, sir. When I get with that new woman's lib, why, I'll be their hero if I ever
tell you. Okay, boy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Right, sir.
Haldeman's laughing in the background here.